So let's talk a little bit more about the customers. So and how you acquire them. What are some of the key channels you use to acquire them and then to retain them? And talk specifically about some of the tools or services that you use as well, just so we can kind of share that with the audience.
So right now, one of the best tools that we've just implemented about a month ago is Kahuna for push notifications in our app. It's amazing. We used to work with a different push notification company that was so limited that we finally just pulled them out and put Kahuna in over a weekend. They do smart targeting in terms of when the customer has proven in the past that she's most likely to open the app or respond to your push notification. We can do cohorts out the yin-yang based on behaviors in the app and on site. It's fantastic. So push notifications are strong for keep. They're also a great way to bring our voice to our customer because our pushes are really funny, and they work to drive opens and often convert over to sales. Instagram, and I know everyone will say Facebook because Facebook seems to be, I'm doing my own personal survey of e-commerce and how people get customers, and it's Facebook, 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 and Facebook. And we do a lot of Facebook. Not much, we're small, we have teeny budgets. Instagram is this little surprise dark horse that's working for us right now in turning out the best conversion rates of any paid channel. Obviously, the best user and is organic user, and we do refer a friend, and our community tells people, and we get a lot of good press, and the fashion trades, things like that. When we have a blogger or an influencer post keep to Instagram and put our download link in her profile, we will see phenomenal conversion within the first 6 hours. It's one of our best performing channels. It's really hard to scale. But we're trying now to do this every single day. Couple hundred bucks, get an influencer to post, to at mention us, hashtag our hash, put a beautiful product, and put the link in her profile, and we get hundreds of downloads, usually from those influencers.
Facebook. It's been the number one channel for us to look at lookalike models. Really looking at like this, where is this customer living? Well, you know, from New York versus LA customer versus Boston customer. We really look at regions. So Facebook by far has been the biggest tool for us. In terms of branding, because we are all about brand experience and really showing her what to wear, how to wear, and where to wear, we do a lot of content play. There's a lot of content creation, and we push that on Instagram. But Instagram is huge for us. There's a lot of engagement. Again, we don't know the ROI completely, but Facebook, you know how much you're getting, what is the spend, and how can you do that. But those two have been really good. We've also done, since we're in fashion play, you know, who, what, where, we've really affiliated with them as well and, you know, pushed this personal styling service or the content play to get that customer. But I think word of mouth is the biggest source doing that, because as you become mature in your business and more your logistics and your customer care is the number one key to your success. So I think that will be my biggest focus, to get the word of mouth, getting positive and, you know, people referring people the best.
And for that word of mouth, do you reward that with?
There's contests that happens, there's credits that happen. But all on Instagram, basically, or by influencer program. But I think more, I would like to focus more on word of mouth than Facebook is getting very expensive.